Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. I am Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
And today is Ash fucking Wednesday, February
13th. Ooh. You are now listening to episode 470. You might have this weird gap of sound in your life, in your ears right now.
Is it a gaping hole?
It's pretty big.
The gaping hole?
Yeah.
The lack of Ricky? Yes, that's right, everyone. We gave up Ricky for Lent.
Bye-bye. So you won't hear him for the next 40 episodes or 40 days,
generally,
however that works out.
You know, it is, you know, the first day of Lent, and generally for Lent, you know, you fast, because this is when Jesus went into the desert and was tempted by Satan. But normally it's things that are rough for you to give up. You're not normally supposed to, you know, give up those things that are easy to give up. So I don't know what that says.
So are we saying it's too easy for us to give up Ricky?
I guess that's for the listeners
Shit.
To decide. Hey, so what's going on?
Nothing. I've been drinking some wine though.
I know.
I'm sorry if I'm, as one of my coworkers has said, you guys sound drunk on the show. And I'm like, because we kind of were.
So, you know, well, yes, you may or not know. My work has been absolutely hell. And it drives me to drink. So, of course, I pour a glass of wine at 4:30 p.m. as soon as I get off work, since I work from home. And we currently had a lovely box of Target wine, because we're classy broads up in this bitch.
Hell yeah.
And Bradley decided to get a glass of wine. But as soon as he got home from school, I'm like, dude, we need to go to the grocery store to get the rest of the fixins for the enchiladas tonight so they can cook while we are recording.
So I just want to define, our glass of wine is probably a good at least
two
glasses.
Yeah.
We've got some big old gulp glasses.
Right.
We got the super gulp of wine glasses. And
since we're totally not on the Weight Watcher bandwagon, we are no longer measuring the ounce of the pour.
I'm still counting my...
But anyway, we're at the grocery store, and I'm like, Bradley, what is the fuck wrong with you?
You didn't say that.
I did too.
No, you didn't.
And then, poetic license. You look things through the bookkeeper lens, and I look through the poet's
I was going to say, as we were walking through the store, I was kind of getting this weird, like, I'm in this surreal place. Like, there's this weird bodyguard situation standing over by the produce area where this one guy was like cross-armed. I'm protecting the other guy who's cleaning up the produce shelf. And Waylon's asking me questions and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I could see in his face like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? And when we get to the next aisle over, I go, I just gulped down at least.
No, I think you used the word shotgunned.
Yes. I shotgunned at least a good 6 ounces of wine in the last, like, not even 5 minutes, and it's now hitting me in the grocery store.
Yeah, but of course, now we're home, we're recording with you.
And we're safe.
Enchiladas are in the oven, and now
grocery store, walkable, we didn't drive.
That's right.
We're good.
And we now have gigantic glasses of wine to continue.
Because we ain't leaving.
Because, you know, in all actuality, we do not celebrate the Easter holiday in this home. So, you know, last night was good old Mardi Gras, cha-ching, where, you know, all those good Catholics and Protestant religions and denominations like Lutherans and whatnot party it up so that then they can fast for 40 days. What did we do? We sat at home and I watched Bradley paint his eyes like a drag queen.
Hell yeah, bitch.
While I drank wine and looked through cooking magazines.
I was drinking, Pepsi and Diet Pepsi and the new vodka we have.
Right.
And the new vodka is really good. I don't know what the brand is, but it was cheaper than our normal
Svedka. It's a Kirkland.
Svedka.
It's Kirkland vodka.
Then there you go.
Yeah, but it's not the super expensive one.
But as I was painting, I realized that my ice had melted and I had that weird inch of water at the top. of the glass, and I was like, oh shit. Who hates that? I do. Right.
So I think you've all seen by the pictures, and you've all heard our the great foul monkeys war between RC, the drag hating listener, versus our drag fellow podcaster / listeners. Yes. Bradley has decided that he is giving drag a go.
I'm just going to try it out.
I'm not quite sure. It's a little surreal. Like, everyone keeps asking me, how do you feel about this? And I'm always like, oh, I support it. Though I told Bradley that I will not support it financially. I definitely support it.
So I need all you listeners to come out to the call whenever I do a show and tip me.
Yeah, but it's a little surreal. It's a little surreal. And I guess the funniest thing about it is everyone and their mother comes to us and they're all like, we didn't expect this out of Bradley. This is totally what we imagine you,
Waylon, to do.
Would have done, but no, but Bradley is going in face for the first time to the drag show this weekend at the call.
I'm nervous.
He's not going to perform, but he's going to be in the audience in drag with his drag sister.
I'm nervous.
It's exciting. I think not that you should be nervous, but you know, you're a perfectionist.
I am a big perfectionist.
Make sure that face looks good. I will say you have done a great job just a couple of times you've done your face.
Thanks.
Which I think is good. Now let's just see if you can actually pull it out.
You know what I feel right now?
What do you feel right now?
I feel like we're in the Untucked room, and one of us is Detox, one of us is Roxy. And this whole compliment back and forth, you know, I think you really need to win because look at your outfit right now. Oh, but I really think you need to win because you just fucking pulled that
shit out.
You know
what the problem is, though? Is we don't have Ricky coming through the back door anytime to make the awkward silence and, you know, the whole, we've been talking about you, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Drag Race. Did you watch Monday? We were both there together at the call, right?
Yes.
What did you think? We always talk about Drag Race when we record.
I'm trying to think what happened. I thought it was fun. There has been comments about like how Michelle Visage, if I could say her name right now, how she said, these are the best queens ever. I don't know about that.
Last episode was so lackluster.
It was.
But lackluster in the fact, though, that instead of trying to guess who won, it was more of a
who
the hell's going to leave, because there were a lot of people that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Monday.
And Lanesha's lucky that she had immunity. I feel bad for, what's her name? The Hollywood Beverly Hills.
Yeah, whatever.
With her Z's. I like her a lot, but she didn't bring anything. She just was
she got caught up in her head in the competition, and she didn't let go. And I think we see that every season, that there's always that one contestant who has promise, but they let the personal life, or they don't really, you know, she also said that last time she was, and I think it was Untucked, where she's trying to break the ghetto mold.
But at the same time, when you peek out some of that ghetto, that's what they're asking for, is because you're presenting it, not just because you're black, you have that ghetto look.
I think part of it is that's what she's known for, and she's tired of being known for it. And so I think it's hard when you're going through transition, one, you're trying to change everyone's viewpoint on you. You can't really deal with all of that while you're on a TV show trying to be the next RuPaul.
Yeah.
That's too much. I mean, it's a great way. That would have been a great field or way for her to put out a new image, but she got too caught up in her head.
Yeah. She tripped up.
But she's very pretty, and I think she's actually kind of fun.
I like her. Yeah. And like I said, I felt
I'm
going
to give her
a
hug.
Yeah. Aww. She's really nice. Just a recap. So the episode started out with, this was one where they broke up into teams of two, and they did.
Are you totally playing Pandora right now? Are you giving the,
oh my God,
the Amanda Lynn recap?
Yeah, no.
That's his drag name, FYI.
I
know Joe and Dallas, you came up with some amazing ones, but he is not going for campy.
No.
However, if I ever did it, I will probably go through the Joe from Dallas tweets.
Those are great.
And choose one of them.
Those were fucking hilarious. the recap was they split into teams of two, and then they teamed up to basically drag out this little boy mannequin, but it was like the completely white one. Holy shit. Fucking Alaska and
Detox.
No, it wasn't Detox. It was what's her face?
Oh, it wasn't Detox?
It was Latina. LaShawn Beyond, whatever her name is. It's the reason I think I don't remember her name all the time is because I associate that name with somebody else.
Wait, was that really her?
Yeah, they were the two of them.
Oh god, yeah, see, I didn't even
I'm pretty sure.
Because you know that mannequin was all Alaska then.
It was.
It was brilliant. It was so fucking creepy, but I want that in my home.
I don't. It was weird.
Oh no,
and but it was hilarious.
It would have moved around the house when you weren't looking, and I would have changed it and staring at you in bed. It'd be straddling you when you wake up.
Hell no. But this, it was fun because it was one of those challenges. They had to basically pageant her out and they had a little runway and everything. But what I loved was how white trashy they turned her into. And I think it was all Alaska, but like one of her one of my favorite things was the, and her favorite quote, I can't even remember the little doll's name now.
No, it was,
like, it was hilarious though. But she's like, and her favorite quote is, "You're not my fucking dad." oh my god, it was so great. And then their main challenge was the
children's TV show.
Yes, and the winners they split up into two teams.
You just realized that you totally turned Foul Monkeys into the RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm taking like 5 minutes to do this. It's fine. They split up into two teams, and they did this. And a couple of big things was Miss Beverly Hills was reading her script out of her book, and she still couldn't get her line. Some sad thing. Alaska didn't come in drag.
She did totally drag, boy. And totally was Pee Wee Herman. But I loved it, though. Loved it.
I will say it wasn't bad, and I think that's what saved her.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Because there were other people that were so much worse. But if everyone would have brought she would have been in trouble.
Ms. Jujubee lookalike.
She's so pretty, she's got no personality. So yeah.
I'm trying to compare her to food, something that like it looks really good, but it doesn't taste like good. And I can't think of that. Because
Lima beans?
I like
They don't really look good.
They don't look good.
Well, they taste gross. I don't know. Yeah, so RuPaul's Drag Race. If you're in the Chicago area, we do go to The Call, which is a little neighborhood bar in Andersonville, which is near and dear to our hearts.
I know this is like the first time we've ever mentioned this, but...
But they also, at 7:30, do a little show beforehand with a couple of drag queens, whether or not they lip sync, just talk to us.
Or they just move their mouths to
music. Yeah. But it's kind of a good time, and there's
it's fun.
We have a pretty decent sized group, and we have other people that go that we talk to and have our little
The new lesbian group that's coming.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those moments in time where you want to say all kinds of things, but then eventually this is the type, I'm just going to say it. She's the type of person that as soon as I talk about her, which I will in a second, when she finds out about this show.
Oh, she'll start listening.
She'll start listening. Yeah. And we're going to have to like somehow block her from this episode. No, I just love the fact that that was the same day when we met them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was talking to Andrew. And this is totally rude, but this is Foul Monkeys. I go, have you ever looked at this family? Because it's a mom and two lesbian daughters and some of their special friends.
Is it?
The really old one with the missing...
Is that their mom?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I did not... I mean...
They smell, first of all. Not only armpit, stale smoke, but halitosis. They all literally look like they've... all came from a short bus. And I know it's rude. And I was talking to Andrew. I go, how often do you see an entire family that looks a little special versus just like the special daughter or daughters? Like mom looks a little special, but I think she looks special in that whole I've been an alcoholic so long, or my parents were an alcoholic when I was born. Therefore, I was born. That kind of look. But the daughters... They're a little special. The thing is, though, this youngest one that just turned 21, who is all up in our grill, she is so nice and sweet and so excited to be somewhere that, you know...
That's accepting.
That's accepting, and she feels so great, which is so exciting, but they're just so weird.
Yeah.
But the day that we met them, that was the day where you invited...
Bitchy McBitch face?
Yes, boobies. Boobies, as everyone else calls him.
I would fucking lip sync better than this owner and blah, 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 blah.
No, my favorite. But you're not doing it right. I would better lip sync the center. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's always, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So you
invited them over, and I'm just, and man, when Ida came out and looked at me, and I was like, don't even, this was not my idea, since they had that little rivalry going on.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there to Andrew, the bartender, and I said, if Bradley comes up here for a cocktail, you tell him, no, motherfucker, you're cut off because you are on... What did I say? You're on notice
for
inviting him over.
Yeah.
And after I told him that, when we told the weird lesbian family that, you know, like, oh, we're here all the time, blah, 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 he came up to me laughing and goes, and you're on notice for inviting them back more.
Shut up, really?
He cannot. They don't tip. They don't tip him. And they order the same. He goes, every time now, I bring out a new thing of pineapple juice because they will drain it and they don't tip. And he goes, the worst thing is the oldest one works as a waitress. They had a conversation the first day
Shut
she came
up.
In about awful people who don't tip. And she has never tipped on a drink. And there are like five people at their table and none of them tip.
Oh, my God.
Not even a dollar.
There you go. Then now Andrew's back on my side.
So it just cracked me up because he literally was like, now you're on notice because you sent him up here.
Well, here's the thing. This is what happened between Boobies and I. You left and started getting the tables nice. I started to get the table. He's like, oh, okay, well, go have fun, you know. And I'm like, oh, well, have a good night. Thank you again for the drink, because he just bought us drinks. And he goes, yeah, you know, nobody just wants to sit by me, blah, blah. And it's just one of those, oh, I feel sorry for myself.
What I said was,
I go, well, it's because you sit over here in the corner by yourself.
Oh.
And that's what I said. And
library is open.
I fucking read that shit. And I was like, it's because you sit over here by yourself in the corner. And he goes, well, are you guys, I mean, is there room at your table? I'm like, there's plenty of chairs. And I pointed over there. And I just pointed in the general direction. And he goes, well, is it okay if I come over? And I'm like, there's no quarantine over there. It's fine.
Yeah, no, and I...
So it's not like I said,
I
no,
know.
Please come invite
I'm
her. Blah, blah, blah. No, I just wanted to point that out because that bitch was like, I'm playing the sympathy card.
But,
and I'm like,
but you know,
no,
though,
it's because you're over here by yourself.
But
moping.
We're good people and we always like to make people feel welcome.
Yeah.
And I don't hate you for
thing.
That. It was one of the annoying things. The catty part.
I completely
part.
Understand. And he did sit right by you.
Oh, my fucking.
What's that?
That may be the enchiladas that
oh
need to
my
be checked.
God.
But he sat fucking right next to me. And what killed me, now hearing that, he left 20 minutes later and went back up to the bar. And I think it was because no one was talking to him because we were fucking watching the show.
Shut
and
up.
No, he went back up to the bar with the people that don't like him and he doesn't like them, but he still is their best friend.
Whatever. Anyway, I don't know if you want to go check it because I have one of those really short emails from Anne-Marie. You know, the ones that are like short. Essays.
Right, you know, I'll go check the enchiladas while you do a little Foul Monkey Mail Express.
There you go. So, Anne-Marie, since we've been talking about drinking and all these weird drinks that we've had or the drinks that we think are completely fine and everyone's like, oh, that's so fucking weird, all this kind of stuff. So she sends us this email. Excuse me. She said, it's in regards to Waylon, so you can hear me. It's in regards to the person that responded to our Diet Coke and vodka, which turns out it was actually the person who was saying that who thought the Diet Coke and vodka were weird was my old manager when we were at a concert.
But you know though, it's not only that. I get it all the time when I've been to new bars where I've never been and I don't know what to get because I'm not really feeling the.
Specialty drinks?
Well, no, I'm not feeling like cranberry,
yeah.
Pineapple, OJ, whatever. And I don't really feel like that I want the saccharin from the Diet Coke because it does taste different and I can't do a lot of it all the time.
Right.
My body just doesn't like it. It deals better with the real sugar. They look at me like, what?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people. And even Diet Coke. I mean, again, this is not Waylon PC. But we used to call them skinny black bitches in Indianapolis, which were the Diet Coke and vodka. And because it was like that diet drink that everyone, you'd like, it's, you know, 2 points now, I think 3 points on Weight Watchers.
Right. But basically, though, I assume it's not done since you just got back. basically, though, this is what she said. And this, it's funny because you've hit 2 points that she talks about in her first page of her essay. I love you, Anne-Marie. So she said, hey, guys, how old was this bartender? 12? Vodka and Coke? Or even vodka and diet is not that weird. We used to call with diet, she put that in quotes, a skinny black bitch, where I went to college too. I can't remember if vodka and Coke had a fancy schmancy name, but if you were mixing it with Dr. Pepper instead, it was called a Dr. Zhivago.
All I know is that I love me some Dr. Pepper, and if there was an actual bar that had Dr. Pepper on tap, you better fucking believe I'd be mixing Dr. Pepper with everything.
So I've never seen
Dr. Zhivago
in print.
Oh, and you didn't know how to fucking say it?
I was like, no, because I pre-read this email. And I'm like,
did you research that?
No, it just popped into my head and it made sense. I was like, oh, got it.
That's my grandma's favorite movie.
I've never seen Zhivago in print. So that's great.
Sorry, continue.
So she said, I used to get shit for ordering Amaretto Diet because I swore you'd get a faster buzz off of it. My biochem major friend told me it was just my imagination. And then this article hit the news last week. So the article that she sent us is saying mixing Diet Coke with alcohol gets you drunk faster.
With diet?
With Diet Coke.
Yes.
So
that actually maybe explains some of the last couple Mondays when we were on Weight Watchers and we're like, oh, why are we have less drinks and we're feeling it?
That may be you because I would always, if I do Coke, it's always diet. I do soda though.
And you're a lightweight anyway.
I'm not a lightweight. I just chug shit fast. Oh, but yeah,
you've been doing soda anyway, like regular.
I fucking pound shit. Like,
read the email.
No other. Anyway, so this says, they basically said how intoxicated you become, blah, 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 da, 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 da. And it just kind of goes on and on. It's quite interesting. I'll try to remember to post the link to this article. But it's interesting because I read through it. It makes kind of a little bit of sense. It's, yeah.
So anyway, are you going to post that in the notes so people can see the
mm-hmm.
the?
Yep.
Okay. Is that all of her email?
No. Oh. Fuck no.
I know who it is.
She said you'll get an 18% higher. You'll be 18% higher after 40 minutes than someone drinking drinks mixed with regular soda. Thank you, science. Then she said college will also learn you how to whip up a quick.
Learn you? Does she?
Yes, that's exactly her wordage.
And I think you're being funny there, and I nod. I see what you did there.
There you go. College will also learn you how to whip up a quick, cheap batch of Gerd and Lurcia sangria, too, without the bothersome citrus slicing and overnight steeping recipe. One jug Carlo Rossi red wine.
Which is what I use.
Unless something else is cheaper on sale.
Agreed.
Two or three bottles. This is disgusting. Two to three 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God.
Depending on how many are getting plowed that night. A bag of ice, and then that's it.
No, that's not strong enough.
Hold on. She said, the mix of wine to do varies. Depending on whether you like it sweet or tart, but 50-50 generally does it. And then she goes on to say, that's done. She's done with her mixed drink stuff. She goes on to say, she goes, I also enjoyed the episode of the show with Nurse Lori. Infotainment at its best. My sister is an ER nurse too, and she has also heard every excuse for how a Hamilton Beach hand mixer becomes lodged 11 feet up the terminal orifice of a person's elementary canal. Apparently everyone trips while naked. She said, I bought this book for Christmas. It's called X-ray photos. The book is called Stuck Up, but it's, when I went to the website, it's talking about the book, but it has a bunch of X-ray photos from all of this going on. She goes, podcast cover art for weeks. My favorite is the Buzz Lightyear doll with the jetpack wings extended to infinity and beyond. Indeed. No thanks, science.
So, yes.
Anne-Marie, no. Those are hilarious.
And I don't care what anyone says. You can write your essays to us anytime because you are not only thoughtful, but you are entertaining and have
you
great
give
comments.
Give us good shit. And you give us a good 10-minute banter.
But here's the thing. I make an amazing sangria.
Shit.
I make an amazing sangria. I do. And everyone loves it. However, I don't do the fucking night before steeping either. It's for citrus. But the key is a bottle of peach schnapps. Peach schnapps, because it adds that fruit flavor. And then I do put a lot of citrus, and I put apples and mandarin oranges in the juice. But sometimes I'll put brandy in with it. Sometimes I put vodka in with it. You know, you got to see who your party is and even get stronger. But doctor, for Mountain Dew and wine, 50-50? Girl, yeah. That is not boozy enough. That is not boozy enough.
It is a little.
But it is college. That is college sangria. Absolutely.
Right.
100%.
So to kind of bring it full circle, again, today the recording is Lent. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. Mm-hmm. So we posted on Facebook.
No Fish Fridays.
Good thing RuPaul's on Monday. Waylon posted on Facebook talking about what are you giving up? And we basically said, we're giving up Ricky, or are you giving up Ricky? Blah, 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 blah. Kathy Bacon Bits says, I'm giving up Facebook and Twitter. Doubtful.
Agreed. Maybe Facebook, but definitely not the tweets.
And then Mr. Chad said, how about giving up Lent for Lent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Duncan said, Ricky who?
Already.
Yes. And then Ricky responded, oh my God, Duncan, hashtag rude, hashtag Ricky. And then Duncan said, aw, hashtag, did they not invite Ricky yet again? Hashtag teasing, hashtag Ricky who? And then he said something about what happened to the bloody emoticons, which I don't get, because I don't think we have a bloody emoticons on Facebook before.
Well, frankly, I don't know how to do any of the emoticons on Facebook.
Did you see the one that you can like post the code or whatever? It's like, you could have seen it though.
No, I have no idea.
30 characters long, and you can put in, oh my God, Doctor Who, exterminate. What is that? Oh my God,
Dalek. Right.
Thank you. You can put a Dalek.
Oh, yeah, no fucking idea.
Into the it's only an email though, which is weird.
No. Well, we're definitely giving up Valentine's Day, which is what our next episode will be all about. So look forward to that.
We're giving up Valentine's Day?
Yeah, because we're not doing a damn thing.
We're getting our hair did.
Oh, that's true. We'll talk about that in the next episode.
Hell yeah.
But no, so, you know, for those of you who do believe.
Do you believe
in
love after love?
The Jesus and his.
Jesus Christos.
And his time in the desert being tempted by Satan. And I'm tempted by Satan for this glass of wine. And I drink it every day.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy Lent. I hope that you actually follow through with your 40 days of contritions.
It's actually kind of a short show.
Is it a short show?
Yeah.
That's okay. They deserve a short show.
Well,
yeah, for those of you
we don't have one person filling in all those.
But for those of you who
shit.
Don't really give a fuck, I hope you had a good excuse because of the Christians to have a good Mardi Gras. Yeah.
And what was the donuts you were talking about this morning?
Paxis.
I hope you had a bunch of Paxis. Those fucking sugar-coated.
Those only people live in Polish areas. But king cake is
with
the big
Jesus,
thing.
Jesus babies inside
Baby
of it.
Jesus. Whoever gets it is the king for next year and has to bring the cake.
There you
I
go.
I can't believe you didn't know.
I come from a very Czech area, and it's kind of weird that you would think some Polish people would be there, but it's not. And it's very Czech and German. And being in Nebraska.
But all those people.
All the Asians we have are from Korea.
But guess what? All of those people, except for the Koreans, still celebrate Lent.
Yes, but.
However, though.
It's weird, but we don't
but
have Polish people.
You will enjoy the fact that where we have most of these conversations are in the shower.
Yeah, that's
most people are having nookie and whatever in the morning when you're taking a shower together with a partner. We have philosophical conversations on the origin of food during religious holidays.
Yeah, it's weird.
it's just so strange. We're strange. But hey, the good thing though for next year, just so you all know, that when Lent happens, you will know that we will be 40 days away from our wedding. Because
40. So we're 305 days from our wedding.
Yes, because we are getting our wedding just happens to be Easter weekend.
There you go.
Next year. Some of our listeners have been asking us when and where we have registered. We've been debating that. And if we decide to if we decide to do it, we will let you know.
Louis Vuitton.
We are having a hard time deciding
Macy's.
That because people are spending so much
Nordstrom.
Money to go to our wedding that we don't really... That's a gift enough for us.
We're
very happy with that. So
we should totally register at like a drag place.
I don't think like beatniks yes. and Elims in the ghetto has a
we can just put like a little money pile aside, say if you want to do this.
No. This is a wedding. This is called like this is us joining a house. This Whatever. Isn't let's help Bradley
Please,
become a drag queen.
You don't
want
to be a drag queen.
No, I just like keeping my beard and throwing on your wigs and eyelashes when I have two pitchers of sangria and mm-hmm. they're laying around. Mm-hmm. If you put your shit up, it doesn't end up on my head.
Listening. Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh. Thank you, Ricky.
I'll put my shit up and I'll put it on your head.
I guess you this right now, we just learned Ricky is a VD because you think you give him up for Lent, but guess what? It always comes back around and you can't get rid of him because that was so Ricky.
Fucking discharge.
And that will be the end of our show as we go into our VD special episode
for Valentine's Day.
Next. So thank you for listening. This is Foul Monkeys.
This is James LeRoy.
And I'm Waylon.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.